Now, the Vivid Festival's on here in Sydney, and there's a lot of, it's not just a visual feast for the eyes, but there's also a lot of ideas that come out of this festival. One of the ideas events was a masterclass in crowdfunding. Crowdfunding, of course, is an internet phenomenon whereby perfect strangers can donate some money to funding your project or business idea. I caught up with Tom Dawkins, who's behind the website startsomegood.com, to see if he could give us some success, his success in crowdfunding.
One of the hidden secrets to crowdfunding is actually that most campaigns fail. But you kind of don't notice that because almost by definition, it's the campaigns that are not failing that you hear about. The reason they're not failing is they're good at people hearing about them and they're interesting and they're shareable. So they're the ones that travel around. And it's easy to, if you think back, to have only, you know, maybe perhaps 90% of the projects you've ever seen were kind of doing pretty well, when in fact, it's more like a quarter of projects on most platforms or below actually reach their goals. And so on Start Some Good, we're really focused on kind of how can we shift that? We're not interested in just kind of putting people out the door and onto the platform. We began because we're a group of people, all of whom have founded community projects before and have kind of been in the trenches of fundraising. And we wish we'd had access to the tool that we have created, and we, you know, do our best to help people use that. And honestly, it's not rocket science. It's just knowing what you need to do. You know, it's understanding the work involved. And people simply don't see the work that often goes on under the hood, so to speak, with the crowdfunding campaign, the outreach piece, the PR, the marketing, the messaging, and all of those pieces. They just see
so
the kind of
front end. So
there's
a process that you go through, yeah.
Yeah, we just work them through kind of the things that they have to not forget about, make sure that they focus on, and the work that they need to do to succeed.
I mean, most people that do crowdfunding, are they in the volunteer sector or doing things for other people? It's not so much of a personal money-making exercise?
No, it goes across the full spectrum. I mean, our site has a focus on what we call community benefit projects, but that doesn't simply mean the kind of traditional charity or volunteer sector. We actually have quite a number of social enterprises, which are for-profit but mission-driven companies, and often what they're doing is selling a product that does better by the world. You know, we just had a social enterprise called Mighty Good Undies launch, which is the world's most ethical ever underwear. Now, they're a business. They want to run a profit. If they run a profit, they can grow, and if they grow, they can do more good and replace more harmful practices with their positive business practices. And we're really excited about supporting people like those who otherwise perhaps fall between the cracks of traditional charity and traditional business.
But is there a plethora of different websites that can start you off on crowdfunding?
Many. I mean, there are lots of platforms out there. And I think, you know, some give you a better chance than others. Some are more targeted. Some help more than others. But, you know, if you know what to do, you can succeed on any of them, because it's really about, you know, it's on you and your outreach and your efforts to tell your story that will ultimately determine your success or failure.
And I imagine, like, if particular areas would suit particular websites, am I right? Like, so, you know, if you're doing something.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it depends, you know, there's websites all the way from completely general purpose, uncurated. They don't, you know, they won't even look at it before it goes live, through to various, you know, various types of curation focused on issue or focused on type of outcome or particular geography. And you get every different part of that market. I mean, obviously for us, we're international, but we're focused on social good. But we do that across traditional kind of social good boundaries, you know, in terms of supporting nonprofit and for-profit. There's other platforms such as Kickstarter that are very focused on creative practices and kind of shareable creative industry products, whether that's technology or festivals or CDs and books and so on.
And so what's a typical project that you'd have in your experience, in your website?
I mean, Mighty Good Undies is fairly typical. I mean, it really goes across the gamut these days, but we do see a lot of social enterprises and we love supporting them. So they're companies that are, or non-profits, but who are making a difference by providing something, you know, by trading, not simply by asking for donations, but by offering a product that does better for the world. So we've seen them across lots of food industries, food trucks, food producers, lots of micro enterprises out of indigenous communities, including tourism, ecotourism operations, fashion products doing better in terms of their sourcing and how, you know, their fair trade and how they pay their producers, such as Mighty Good Undies, or products that are recyclable and replace otherwise wasteful products that raise money and transfer those profits to causes in the developing world, and a whole range of things like that, as well as traditional charities, including, you know, really well-known organizations like Make-A-Wish and World Vision, right through to a lot of new organizations that are launching and are kind of trying to introduce themselves to the world and pitch their new approach to making a difference.
So what to say, I was in a small country town, and I wanted to get people together to grow a particular type of food stuff, which we could then sell for people that were unemployed in the town. Maybe they've lost an industry or something. Mm-hmm. How should I start? What should I do to go about it?
I mean, the core thing to think about is you know, what's your story, or rather, what's your stories? Because most projects actually have more than one story, and the mistake a lot of people make is just to tell a single story. So in that case, let's say you might only tell the story of unemployment and how we have to help the unemployed in this town, and that is a powerful story, and it's the right story for some people. But for other people, there might be a story of this interesting new plant that is otherwise not very well, that the properties of which are not well known, and you're introducing it as a foodstuff, and it has lower, it uses less water, and it's more drought resistant, and maybe it's a native plant. And for other people, the unemployment issue maybe wouldn't resonate with them as much, but that's a story they're really interested in hearing, this kind of agricultural innovation. And a third story would be a story about a place, you know, about a community coming together to save their local town. And so the real practice of crowdfunding is to figure out what are the stories that are going to make people care, but no one story makes everyone care. So then it becomes about, you know, how to tell the right stories to the right people.
And so where do you think this whole crowdfunding process is at the moment? Is it the very early stages?
In some ways, it's interesting. Crowdfunding is one of those things that acquired a new word sometime around, 2010 or 8 or something, you know, this word crowdfunding. But the actual practice of collecting lots of small contributions in order to add up to fund projects that no one individual could fund is a practice as old as tithing. You know, nonprofits have been doing that forever. Religious communities have been doing that forever. So that practice isn't going anywhere. Crowdfunding is the current kind of manifestation of that practice, and it's part of a bigger trend of essentially the kind of democratization of digital technology, where it's getting easier and easier. You know, when I started working kind of online and trying to mobilize young people to have a voice online around politics when I was quite young, and I tell you, doing that a dozen years ago was actually incredibly complicated compared to now. Now everyone's connected through things like Facebook. You can target them very accurately. You never need to worry about things like servers, because that's all just kind of automatic. You can build a fundraising page in a matter of minutes, really. I mean, it takes longer to think through your story, but in terms of the actual mechanics of setting a page, it takes me minutes to launch a page on Start Some Good or any well-built crowdfunding platform. And so the websites such as ours are really just a great collection of tools to help you do that job. But as with any set of tools, you know, the hammer and the saw are not going to build the table for you. You can't build it without them, but they're not going to do the job. It's just a pile of wood if you don't get in there and do some elbow grease. And crowdfunding is exactly the same.
So what's the website again?
So our website is startsomegood.com.
Start Some Good. Right. So if people want to have a look at it, it'll give them an idea of how they should start, I presume.
Absolutely,
You've told me now. So they can have a look at that and see if it's going to suit their project.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It was Tom Dawkins, our crowdfunding guru there from startsomegood.com.